What's up, everybody? I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of The Vocal Agenda. Could you go ahead and follow our podcast page on Twitter at Agenda Vocal? And I want to thank y'all for tuning in. All right, y'all. What's up? We back again with another episode of The Vocal Agenda. Here you have myself, D-Lo. You can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker. You can also follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. And Erica, you can give them your at name.
Hey, you have Erica here. You can follow me at Siditi Ego. Siditi is spelled S-I-D-I-T-Y underscore Ego.
All right, y'all. So our first topic we have here. Well, before we get into our first topic, Rich would be on this episode as well, but unfortunately, he's not here. So stay tuned.
Don't worry, we're getting that ass.
He'll be next. And that's just how it's going to go. So, our first topic, and y'all know we had to speak on it. Why Lizzo out here giving a full moon? How did you feel about it?
She pissed me off with that. I kind of felt like people were trying to go with the narrative of like, oh no, she's a confident black, you know, big woman. That has nothing to do with it. That would have been anybody else coming up in a basketball game. That's what we're trying to stress to
you. Mm-hmm.
That it was a basketball game. Now, if she would have worn that anywhere else, you know, like on a carpet or something like that, okay, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It happens. We have artists and, you know, and people that do that. But the fact that this was a basketball game and you felt the need to do that and just sat there and thought it was funny, no.
Right.
Wrong place at the wrong time. But you make it your business when you get on these carpets to wear a nice dress, though. You make sure that you all cute when you're on a red carpet, but you couldn't, you know, present yourself more in a more presentable way
mm-hmm.
when you've been at a basketball game.
Exactly.
And it's not about her being fat. It's not about none of that. I'm honestly, if somebody else would have done that, it would have been a problem just as well.
Yeah.
It would have been a problem. Anybody that has even walked on a red carpet or went to an event that had something on that was see-through, they got talked about. But the fact that she cut, it was cut out on purpose. It was cut out within the butt. She had on a thong.
And then it was all lopsided.
Yes, with some fishnets. I think she had on fishnets. Hopefully she did. And some boots. I do like her chain, though. Her chain said, what was it? BBW.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a chain that said BBW. I thought that was kind of cute. But other than that, it was very classless. She might get some marketing deals off of that. I honestly feel like that's what they label does. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what the label was telling them to basically do. I do feel like she's selling herself out. I do feel like that's what she's doing. I feel like she doesn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
got the success that you've gotten, you know, just based off your songs. But for you to go and do these little antics and have these little gimmicks, that's what's making people not like, you know, like you in a way anymore. You got some that still support you, but it's some that's kind of like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing all this? Why are you putting yourself out there more than what you have to? And that's my issue. She's putting herself out there more than what she has to.
Exactly.
Versus them already, you know, her label already pushing 3-4-year-old songs that she has out to the forefront. We ain't gonna get into that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's putting herself out there more than what she has to. You're already big and known, you know what I'm saying, just based off your songs. Leave it at that. Why try to add more? But, you know, and now it's like, okay, yeah, everybody else uses their bodies. Why can't I use my body? Lizzo. But you're already known, though.
Exactly.
That's the problem. When some people use their bodies, some people are using their bodies so they can get known. Because that's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than that. You know what I'm saying? You're more than that. Like, give yourself some time. It's like, I feel like artists nowadays are actually sitting here and they're rushing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is being rushed in what they're doing. Now, my thing was, if she would have just took her time, you get what I'm saying, and just went on with the flow and, you know, of how big she's gotten now and just went on with the flow with that. And then
exactly.
Maybe what, the next time her album come out, do something different, then okay. But it's like they're moving too fast with a lot of gimmicks and antics that they have. And that's the problem. But she should have never done that. She should have never came to a basketball game like that. That's the problem. A basketball game. We don't care if she would have wore to a club or something. It's a basketball game.
Right. And like I said, like, if somebody came up and stuck their finger between the crack of her behind, then she would have been ready to press charges. Not only that, if it was a man who showed up to a game and had his private area exposed with all these kids around, they would have been quick to lock him up and register him as a sex offender. But people not seeing this. It's common sense. She lacked decency. That was indecent exposure. And I don't get how people don't understand that she was just out of pocket.
They don't want to understand that. Right. They don't want to understand. They want to use the old just because she's fat.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all got a problem with. No.
Or nobody ever said that. And that's the thing.
She fat. We know she's fat. She knows she's fat.
Exactly. And she's embracing it, which is cool. Like, it's dope. You embracing it. That's cool. Everybody else is embracing you because of your size, and that's fine.
The problem is, I don't know much about Lizzo.
Right.
I don't know much about her as far as, like, everything. Because she came right out the blue, if you ask me.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Wherever she came from, and then to be mainstream, like, go straight to mainstream like that. I believe, like, we don't know who this woman is.
Right.
We just see a big, big woman, you know what I'm saying, that smiling, she looks so joyful, she looks happy, and, you know, she just gives us good vibes, and yeah, we root for you, yeah, we don't know shit about this lady.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, and that's the same thing that came for me. Like, I didn't know anything about her, like, I found out about Lizzo, like, the end of last year. And how I ended up finding out about her, I was on Apple Music looking for new music, and I just happened to see an album cover with this lady butt naked on the front. And I was like, what is this? And when I clicked on it, at the time, it said R&B. So I was like, cool, we got a new R&B artist out here, let me listen to it. And then listened to the whole album, and I actually liked it because it was like a different sound. And everything that people are putting out now, it just sounds the same, just in a different way. And I was like, this kind of cool. And then from there, it was just like, okay, Lizzo, you really doing too much because you keep remixing these old songs. We want new material. Give us something new.
But what's going to happen is she's not going to give nobody no new material until maybe next year. But even with that, it's like they have to push these old songs. They're pushing these old songs out so she can get awards and stuff off these older songs, which I feel like is a big slap in the face to the people within the industry, because it's like, okay, if you're telling us that the deadline is this, and things have to be from this time to this time, how in the world is this woman is getting awards for shit for 3 years?
Exactly.
Where is that coming from? So, I mean, it's a lot of gimmicks. It's a lot of, like, this is why a lot of people like to say it's all Nicki fans, it's all Barbs. But, like, no, I've seen it to where a lot of other people, even just regular people that be on there that are not fans accounts, and then I have seen other fans accounts that have even pointed that out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, now we're looking into where it's like, okay, what is this record label doing?
And what else do you have to offer? And just to go back to the whole outfit at the game. Like, I was going through the thread because somebody made a tweet pretty much trying to tag other people like Beyonce, Nicki, Rihanna, saying we wouldn't have no problem with it if it was them. But it's a lot of people in the comments who actually like Lizzo and said that it was the wrong time in the wrong place. They felt like she was doing too much. And that's the truth. To me, it came off as she was wanting attention. First of all, you sitting your naked butt in that chair. Nobody wants to sit behind you like that. And what if, worst case scenario, something happened and you either pass gas by mistake and ended up messing up your clothes or something. Well, the piece of clothes he did have on, they get in the chair. Then you would have been feeling shame and ready to quit music because everybody flaming you. And that's my thing. Like, people, they don't look beyond what is presented to them. They just think, oh, well, you just hating on this person because they doing good. Nah, it ain't none of that, because this same picture they got going around with Nicki when she was in that chair, they trying to say, oh, well, what's the difference? Nigga, they both was getting flagged. Yeah.
She has a whole coat on.
Exactly.
A whole fucking coat. A whole long ass coat.
A whole long coat.
And people said that Nicki even went dressing to the game did too much because she was dressed like that.
Exactly.
They said that was too much. So that's too much. But when Lizzo get on, y'all okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
But y'all ain't okay with a woman coming to a game wearing heels.
Right.
But y'all, it ain't too much for Lizzo to be sitting there with her ass out.
Exactly.
All right, people.
And then not only that, okay, if they want to look at it from this perspective of a big star, well-known, all of this other stuff, okay, well, Megan also is well-known, this big star. She went to the game and was fully clothed.
So, they don't want to hear that, though. And then they always put Nicki into something.
Exactly.
Like, for what? It's not about Nicki. It's about Lizzo.
Exactly.
Oh, she's fat, but if she has somebody else type of body. No, we still would talk about shit about that person, too.
Mm-hmm.
But don't y'all understand? Every day. Oh, but then they had a picture of Lizzo on what she had on this red lingerie, and she was bent over, like, on her couch or whatever. And they put a picture of Nicki when she did the same thing, but Nicki did it first. And they're like, what's the difference? The fucking difference of that fucking picture is... It's just Instagram. These ladies posted two pictures and it's Instagram, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
One lady was performing ahead and, you know, was performing and had on actually stockings.
Exactly.
With that. And somebody else is just bare ass with some lingerie on.
And the difference is...
Just try to compare apple to orange. It's like, how?
And they both was in a room with nobody around. Yeah. So that's the difference.
What's the difference between Nicki doing this and Lizzo doing that? But Lizzo, Nicki didn't get backlash. Nicki, it's funny how when it comes to somebody else, and that person is getting backlash, like, they like to bring up Nicki and how she didn't get backlash for something. But the crazy thing about it is, that woman got backlash for everything she fucking did.
Yep.
Everything. That picture itself, she got backlash for that picture. Why? Oh, because she leaned over for. She just doing that just to get some attention. But you know, oh no, she didn't get backlash for that. That lady get backlash for everything she do.
For every single thing. She coughed the wrong way, backlash. She blink her eyes too fast, backlash. She could never win. But the thing is, with these people, they just need to accept the fact that everything that Lizzo is doing, she's seeking attention. And eventually, it's going to get annoying to these same people who out here preaching about, oh, well, y'all just hating on her. No. Give it time. Because they're going to get sick of her antics. They're going to get sick of Atlantic antics. And they're going to get tired of the fact that she's still out here using these old songs to rebrand and make it seem like it's new content. My thing is, you put out the Good As Hell video, and 3 years ago, got over 50-something million views. You put out another one. My thing, okay, I looked at it both ways. I said, okay, maybe she put out this video because, you know, now she's in a position where she got more money, so her budget is probably bigger. She wanted a more video type video where she has like this whole skit or whatever thing is. And then the other part of me was like, okay, what was the point? Like, that's why I asked that's why I asked whether she had like Ariana Grande in the video, because she did the remix. So that was the only thing that I could have think of. And then I was just like, okay, really, it was pointless. It was no need for you to make two videos for the same song. That made no sense. Just give us new material, come out with a video for that. Give us something to be able to really, like, grade you on, if that makes sense. Like, we want to make sure.
Care. They don't care. They're just trying to get that woman plaques. That's all. This is all Atlantic is trying to do, is get plaques. They're trying to still hold. They trying to still be the main label that has female rappers. If you look at it.
Yeah. That's true.
Because, like, they don't care about who these artists actually are. If you look at it, they don't care.
Yeah, they just...
they don't care.
I'm just so sick of them. I'm sick of her antics. I'm sick of the attention that she wants. And until she gives us new material and, like, just keep it with music, I'ma always be talking about her.
I want to know what she's going to have to do. I want to hear what she got with Justin Timberlake and stuff. I want to hear that. And I really do. I want to hear it because I want to hear what sound you have.
I didn't even know that they had a collab coming.
Yeah, apparently they do. I've seen something a while ago where they were in the studio together. So my thing is, like I said, like we said, Atlantic is only giving us old music that she had. So we're getting, what they're trying to do is, like, they're getting us hip on her old music. Okay.
Right.
All
right.
We like Lizzo. Okay, cool. We like the music that Lizzo was making. Okay. So what the fuck do Lizzo got in store for us now? We don't know.
And even with that,
they trying to make y'all, you know, look at it as, okay, well, this is the type of music that she gonna be making.
Right.
We gonna see what type of this. Everybody ain't fit for that type of music. So you finna have Justin Timberlake, whoever else you finna have on this album, whichever this album come out. I wanna see. I wanna see if you can hold on to the standards of a rapper, since that's what you claiming that you are now. You feel that you everything. Okay, well, you have to hold the standards to a rapper.
Yeah.
Are you one of these mumble rappers, these rappers who don't write their stuff, or are you an actual MC?
Right. And see, I don't think that she would be ready to actually identify as that. But, like you said, she said that she's everything, so I'm going to hold her to that. And I'm going to see whether she can actually do everything and actually, you know, fit in these categories. Because if you saying that you everything, but then when they have these hip-hop awards and you're not included, you can't feel some tight way because they didn't put you in these categories.
But that's what's going to happen. That's what they do.
Yeah, and then she's going to be mad, but you got to understand the type of music that you put out is where you will be categorized. If you putting out music that sounds like it's pop, they're going to put you in a pop category. They're not even going to move you to the hip-hop category. So you can't be mad. But I'm going to hold her to that. And I'm going to see what she bring. If she don't bring what she talking, then she can't be mad unless she rebrand and actually do it the way that she needs to do it and actually give people stuff where we can go based off. It's our duty as the people who listen to these artists to go back and see what they was given before. You don't just pull it out the old files, and rebrand it as your new content. It don't work. It's not supposed to go like that. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
So this next topic, why? That's all I can ask. Why? Who told Nick Cannon it was okay to drop a diss record to Eminem?
At this point, it's comical. I would have did the same thing Eminem did. Went on Twitter and said some shit. Because, what?
Exactly.
What? I'm not even finna waste my breath on you. I'm not finna sit here and sit here and write this and waste my written raps on your ass. Like, you're fucking whack. Your rap career has been fucking dead. That's why you have Wilder now.
Right.
Stick to that shit. Then have the nerve to have your people, to have your crew, the black crew.
Exactly. Exactly. What, y'all want a belt? Y'all want a belt for winning?
On this? To diss this man? Because you decided to talk back about him? So he responded to you on a song, and now you wrote it a diss record, but you the one that said something about this man. You started this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Back up. So... Eminem, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Do what you do. I would have never said anything back either. I would have just went on Twitter and said some shit too.
Yeah. Because in random, I was like, wait, what? This nigga dropped a diss track? And then when I listened to it, I was like, he can't be serious. So like,
yeah, he's real serious. That's like, this man is a fucking joke. I seen one video, they were saying like, oh, that was a Nickelodeon bar.
Right.
So they was like, this is some Nick at Night shit. Exactly. I'm like, they are crazy.
Like, it was so corny. Like, my thing is, I would, if I got my whole crew with me, I would be like, I would write my stuff, and I would be like, all right, how y'all think this sound? If they tell me to say it a different way, then I rewrite it and try to create it better so that I could actually have a battle if that's what he really want to do. This man got up there spitting these ABC rhymes. Your whole crew came behind you and spitting than you. Then you, it's like you got them on this song to actually help you diss this man, but in the same breath, make you seem like you bigger than him. And then you really think this song hit. It ain't hitting on nothing. And it making you look like a fool. And the fact that everybody was clowning him for this. And then you waited 9 years later to respond. Because I don't know why he did that.
Even 50 Cent was like, what the fuck is happening? I love 50.
And I'm pretty sure everybody had 50 exact reaction. Like,
he like, what the fuck? You gotta be crazy coming at Eminem. Like, what the fuck? What?
It made no sense. And a lot of people, they probably, oh, well, Eminem, he came around, he just rhymed a lot of words and rap fast and all that. Nah. His bars actually have meaning. And he came up in an era where he actually had to, you know, stand his ground because of his skin color, first of all. And then
he was rapping circles around a lot of them niggas.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what some of them don't like it.
Exactly. And not one time has this man ever said the word nigga. Mm-mm. So that right there alone is like top notch. Like, you got to be able to have that mind power, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people be wanting to slip, but Eminem ain't slipped not one time
at all.
And this man,
they
like,
about that.
Yeah,
they definitely upset about that, because that man, he's been rapping his ass off for I don't know how fucking long.
Exactly. And but if he drop any more music, he's not gonna make a full diss song like how he did MGK. But he's definitely gonna like address
MGK,
it.
MGK wanted to come at him just to come at him too. For there was no reason for MGK to come at him.
Yeah,
he just wanted to prove like he felt that he was better than him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never understood that. I never understood how a lot of these new artists felt like they're better than these older artists, and these older artists have been working on their craft for fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I've never heard a new girl come up and say that they rap. I mean, I have heard they said they rap better than Nicki, but it's like, you never showed it.
Exactly.
We can't see. Either you taking her doing a flow that she's done or something like that, to kind of like, what the fuck?
Until it's proven, it can't be respected. And yeah. I just don't understand why Nick thought that this was okay. And then you want to drop another one? Like, bruh. Like, and then the fact that he named...
This is the Remy Ma effect. He doing the Remy Ma.
And it gonna get him 2 feet under, plus another 6. And after a while, he gonna be right with Remy.
Yeah.
Sitting on couches. And telling us that her label, or his label, don't bother him about putting out music. Just cut it. If you gonna name your diss track The Invitation... See, when I heard it, and I was like, okay, he named it The Invitation. Is he, like, you know, challenging him to come to the show? Because I really thought that he, like, was joking. But this man was really serious.
They said he did, yeah. And he even tweeted when he would come to the show. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm yawning.
But I would hope that he's really joking about this. Because if he's, like, legit serious... then that's a problem. Like, he might need to talk to a counselor or something, because that ain't right.
Then he said he'll beat his old ass. Like, I'll beat your ass. Oh, my. That's all y'all can resort to. That's all that y'all can resort to. It's physically fighting now. But then y'all are supposed to be two supposedly rappers. That's what I never understood. That's why I felt like even with, like, Kim and Foxy now, it got to the point where it was like, Foxy said some shit that you found very disrespectful to the point that you wanted to fight her now. Mm-hmm. But isn't that what it's about? So who won that battle? Foxy.
Foxy won. And that's Foxy the thing. My thing is, where was this energy 9 years ago when Eminem dropped the warning?
He could, because he was little. He was a little man.
And then
he was a little man. He wasn't big.
But see, my thing is, and not only that, somebody came in my mentions earlier, because I saw the tweet where he was like, a bunch of little kids in his mentions mad about
white kids.
A bunch of white kids in my mentions mad because I came at they superior. Some stupid he said. And then when I quote what I said about it with the tweet being corny and I dare him to drop another diss record, I got somebody coming in my mentions because they felt as though, I guess, really it's no time limit for when you can respond to somebody, which I never said. Then they was like, they were just saying a bunch of bull crap that, like, really didn't even go with what I tweeted originally. So all I said was that I thought it was a joke and that it was whack. It was also whack that he put these niggas on it. And then it was also whack that he, like, really thought that this was a good diss record. And then, like, she just kept going back and forth trying to make it seem like, oh, I'm so bothered about the fact that he dropped the diss record, even though I think it's a joke. And why I'm still going on about it and all this other stuff. And my thing is, like, nigga, you came in my mentions giving this whole speech about how you feel as though 9 years ago, he didn't need to respond to Eminem because he was happily married to Mariah. I can't tell that he was happily married because that didn't last long. So, looks like to me, he just needed help.
But you didn't need to respond, though. You were another rapper just as well.
Exactly. And
but
that's what I said.
You let your wife take that up, and she came out with a song, which that song actually helped her, because at that time, Mariah wasn't doing nothing. Mariah wasn't popping. She wasn't, I don't know if she was popping or not at that time, depending on what time they came out. Because for a while, Mariah Carey was not putting out anything.
Yeah, I think around that era, she was kind of like slowing down, but she still had like she had already done so much when she first started, and then jumping on these features within hip hop. So, like, she kind of had
that
moment.
Ago that she did. I thought that was around the time. But wasn't that after she did that Masturbation of Mimi? Was it that before that or after that?
I want to say after.
Okay, because she had that time. She came back and had her time with R&B. That album was it.
Yeah, she, and that's why I say, like, she did so much to the point where, like, she legit could have just sit back and been like, all right, I'm gonna take a little break, I'll come back in like 2015. Like, she had enough built up where she could do that, but like you said, that song Obsessed really, like, shoot her up some more. And that's the crazy part about it. If you so happily married and you the man, freaking endorsement, freak whatever else you got going on that may be giving you good money, you could have still responded to this man because you wanted people to respect you as an MC. If you didn't, you wouldn't have dropped that rap song, which I still don't know it, but I don't know it, but no disrespect to him. But if you wanted people to look at you as an MC, then you should have responded years ago. Then you waited 9 years later to come back and want to respond, and then you gave us the weakest diss track that ever landed on this earth. He would have done better to just continue dropping little subliminals that was funny on Wildin' Out about Eminem whenever they come at him about Mariah.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did this. Hopefully, he was really joking about it. And
this is pure trash. This is pure ass.
It's hot garbage juice.
Cause this is just, that ain't it. That's all I'm gonna say. That ain't it.
Yeah, that it's a done deal with that. I just, whew, hip hop. I tell you,
it just people are just like making a mockery out of it.
Yeah,
you know? And that's it's gonna come back to bite them in a minute. Mm-hmm. This shit gonna go down.
Most definitely. So, with this next topic, y'all, it's so random, so weird, but apparently something came up that sparked this controversy that happened today. I'm guessing it happened today, like early this morning, but Santana, the Santana on the beat guy, that be like Carisha.
Carisha, please.
So, for the ones that might not know, apparently he's been shot at. I don't know what it is with these people in Florida and shooting up these celebrities or whatever. But what you thought about it when you saw it?
I was just like, what? Like, what do you mean? What happened? So
yeah.
Apparently, it was a drive-by shoot. I guess they were like on the expressway or whatever, you know, just driving, however.
Mm-hmm.
And they just sprayed the car. So all three of them were in the car did get hit. But, you know, nothing tragic happened as far as anyone dying.
Right.
But I don't know if it has something to do because he is a gay rapper. So I don't know if it has something to do with that or what. But I do know, like, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was something that, you know, it would scare me just as well. You know, because I did see the video on Twitter. And they were scared. You know, everybody was scared. You know, mm-hmm. I did see him, like, really crying to the point where, like, he was, like, crying heavy.
Yeah, I've seen that, too.
And I think that's something that's traumatizing. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, that can hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just in general. And I'm just sorry that happened because I would never like wish it upon anybody.
Exactly. And then like it looked like it, like stuff like that happened so fast. But I was confused as to why it happened. But I was reading through a thread and somebody said that he had posted on Instagram, I believe, something about his ex-boyfriend or something wanted to kill him because he got a new boyfriend. And he said something about saying that the ex-boyfriend said that he wanted to kill him. So I don't know. Allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly. So I don't know if this is, you know, something with that possibly happened. I don't know. But if that is the case, that is crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's not like dealing with people. Oh, I don't like dealing with people. I don't know how fucking crazy you are, sir. I'm gonna tell you something. No. I do not like dealing with people. I do not like getting into altercations with people because you don't know how people are. Mm-hmm. You do not know where people's mind state is when things like that happen. And it's like, that's why I'm very cautious when dealing with someone's feelings. It's just, you never know. You never know. You never know.
Yep.
Trust me, I'm crazy as hell too, but look now.
Right.
Ain't even to do that.
Exactly.
But that's crazy though.
And if that is the case, his best bet, because somebody was like, even though, you know, you feel like it's okay, like you can walk around because, you know, everybody think you know, you cool, but you might want to get security. But I think his best bet would be to like relocate. Just move all together and just start over, because even then, even if that's the case or if it's not the case, you still gonna have enemies, because if you're doing better than the next one and they envy you or are jealous of you, but they playing in your face as if, you know, it's no problem. You never know. Somebody might be trying to set you up. Somebody could have set up that situation. You just never know. So, I think it would be good because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he would be traumatized to even want to drive anywhere or go anywhere within the city. So right. I think it would be smart to, like, relocate and just, like, start fresh and, you know, just, I guess, try. He's going to have to find a way to, like, cope with it, but, you know, just, I guess, you know, just restart life. But
yeah, so that's horrible.
Yeah, that was that's very crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, other than that, today has been a good day.
It really has. Did you have anybody you wanted to do a segment for?
No, nothing's been happening. Hip hop is it's not. it's like
yeah.
I don't know what's happening with hip hop. I did like Roddy Ricch, I think that's his name. I listened to a little bit of his album. I do like him. He did good on his album, so I was like, oh, look at that.
I'ma listen to him. To be honest, I never heard of him.
I've been seeing his name, but it just really was on, like, social media, on a certain, like, you know, page. But other than that, I haven't heard him either. Like, I don't really like Ace Boogie with the hoodie. That's his name. His name's too long. But
right.
He just sings a lot. He sings and raps a lot, which, just, I mean, it's not a problem, but, like...
A Boogie with the hoodie?
Yeah, that's his name. A Boogie with the hoodie. Yeah, he sings and raps a lot, and I don't like that at the same time. And it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I don't listen to him.
What else can you do, man? What else can you do? But other than that, I mean, I know no one has really been, like, has sparked me, like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
The only thing, like, I like Doja Cat, but I really just like her looks, her visuals.
Mm-hmm.
But rapping-wise, she does have, like... few flows, which is perfectly fine, but I didn't like the album. I felt like people were doing a little bit too much. Nah, she had a couple of decent, like, okay songs, but, like, in all, like, nah, I didn't like it. I was kind of like, okay, like, what's supposed to be happening?
Right. Yeah,
I just feel like a lot of these artists need to figure out what they're going to do,
mm-hmm.
as far as who they are in their music.
Yeah. I like her album. I wouldn't say that it would be like a whole 10 out of 10, but it did have a couple of songs on there that was pretty good. How do you say her name? Is it Tinashe or Tinashe? Tinashe. Well, we're going to go with that because it sounds better. I liked her album too, even though I'm still, like, kind of on the fence with it because I never was, like, a big fan of her. But I did like some songs that she put out. I just want her with her. Like, I just wanted to figure out, like, exactly where her direction was going to be. But I think her album was pretty good to say that, you know, she's independent now.
I did like her album as well.
Yeah.
She had a lot of bops on there. I can see the new R&B going that way.
Yeah.
And why I say that, because if you think about it now, I actually just listened to Summer Walker's album, like, for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Walker sounds just like Ariana Grande. If Ariana Grande decided to do a full R&B album.
Right.
Then I was listening to Ella May, whatever her name, how you pronounce it. I was listening to her. Her and Summer Walker sound alike as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like rap, everybody in rap sound the same. Everybody in R&B sound the same. Besides R&B lyrics. But, you know, a lot of these females sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
You have, what's her name? Queen Naija, who she sounds, she's more of a gospel singer. So I don't know what she's doing as far as being an R&B. She's more of a gospel singer. I kid you not, if she decides to go the gospel route, she would be like more.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. I think she, like, with her R&B sound, it's more of a, I'm trying to think of an artist to, like, not her style, compare the style, but compare the direction.
Tank.
Yeah, I can see that.
As far as production wise, but like other than that, like the Tank seems better than Huff.
Yeah,
but Tank has been doing what Summer Walker and LMA has been doing
for a while, people have not been like really respecting her, which I think she should be in the conversation more too.
Yeah, because Tink is very, very, very underrated. I don't think she's at where she's supposed to be. I think Tink can I don't know who she needs to like work with in order to get to that level, because I thought her record with Timbaland would help her, but
right.
Timbaland is her bogus. But if she finds the right people to work with her, she should have been taken off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
She had the streets. She had the streets on lock, especially in Chicago.
Yeah, she's a really dope artist. I think, when I first heard of Tank and her song, the song "I Just Want Somebody," that song, I was like, "Bro, this song good." And then I kept listening to her.
She has a lot of basically like that. Her style and even her voice, like that's what Summer Walker basically just said.
Yeah,
indeed. She just had better production.
Mm-hmm. And the only difference, Tank could rap with it too. Like my favorite song by Tank out of all her songs is Ratchet Commandments. Like I love that song.
Yes,
that's a good song.
I liked her One in a Million song. I did too. I really like that song. Somebody was like, "Oh no, that's trash." No, like
it was good.
Tink did a good job at remaking it.
I think that moment right there should have been her blow up moment. Like it should have kept going.
It was supposed to happen, but I don't think Timbaland pushed it. I don't think he pushed it to where he should have pushed it.
Yeah, I agree. But I think like if you want like a different sound with R&B, listen to this artist named Snow Allegra.
I've heard that name.
Listen to her album of Those Fields Again. That's a good album. But I ain't really had nobody for no segment either.
So. Okay. Well, today has been a short podcast, y'all. Short show.
Yeah, for sure. But best believe when we do our next show, it might be longer, it might be shorter, but we're going to get into some things. If hip-hop really do what they supposed to do so we can have these topics, we're going to get into some things. Even if they don't, we would just have to grab the shovel and dig up some old files and make it current.
I'll talk about everybody now.
Right. We can rebrand like how Lizzo is with her material. So...
yeah, she made me so mad.
But all in all, this was a good show. And y'all stay tuned for the next one. This was part 2 of episode 10. And once again, my at name on Twitter is AskMeSucker. Y'all follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. And you can tell them where to follow you again.
Oh, you can follow me at Sadidio_Ego on Twitter.
And guys, there you have it. Another episode of The Vocal Agenda.
Good night.
See ya.